Good Tuesday. Today is December the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the Purdue University CME group recently released their Ag Barometer, taking a look at farmers' outlook for different things in the industry. At the same time, ag giants such as Cargill are seeing lower profits, and layoffs may loom ahead for that company. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines for a Tuesday, U.S. farmer optimism in November reached its highest level since May of 2021, yet some of agriculture's biggest employers are announcing massive layoffs and idling production facilities. Now, the latest release looking at the farmer sentiment from the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer shows farmers' outlook shot up 37 points in November following the election of President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the pattern of job layoffs, plant idling, and lower profits continue for major agribusinesses. Commodity giant Cargill, the country's largest privately held company, on Tuesday announced the company would cut approximately 5% of its workforce. That's an estimated 8,000 people, as profit margins are coming down. To strengthen Cargill's impact, we must realign our talent and resources to align with our strategy, Cargill officials stated. Unfortunately, that means reducing our global workforce by approximately 5%. Reuters reported an internal memo from Cargo CEO Brian Skies that stated that most of the cuts will be announced before the end of the year, and that includes about 475 corporate jobs in Minnesota. Now, Cargill's revenue fell 36% this year, according to Bloomberg, that coming after two record-breaking profit years at the company. Cargill is not the sole commodity company with lower earnings. Rival ADM in mid-November also announced overall operating profit year-to-date was down 32% compared to 2023. ADM's Ag Services and Oilseed Division profits were down 42% year-over-year. Now, Cargill's layoffs come just as Tyson Food announced it will shut down a value-added processing plant in Emporia, Kansas. That will happen in February and result in 809 jobs lost. Tyson continues cutting back operations in certain states, which include closing a pork plant that in Perry, Iowa last summer. That cost nearly 1,300 jobs. Now, the economic impact extends beyond these closures. The Iowa Farm Bureau Federation last month released an analysis showing Iowa had seen 11,400 jobs lost across 23 ag businesses and a reduction of $1.5 billion in economic activity. And adding to the closing of the Tyson plant in Perry, Farm Bureau pointed to the job cuts at John Deere and the closing of the Pure Prairie poultry plant, that back in September. Now, as we mentioned, the November Purdue CME survey cited farmers had a, quote, notably more positive outlook for their operations and the broader ag economy than in the prior months, but the percentage of producers expecting their farm finances to improve over the next year rose from 19% in October to actually 33% in November, that survey stated. Looking ahead 5 years, over half November's respondents, or 52%, predicted widespread prosperity for U.S. agriculture, a noticeable increase from the 34% the previous month. Now, the change in sentiment comes with more producers expecting a stronger agricultural economy in 2025. After the election, farmers shifted their attitude, with few farmers expecting tighter regulations, while 55% of the farmers expect a, quote, more favorable, less restrictive regulatory landscape. Still, farmers are expressing concern about the potential risk to the ag trade. The survey cited 42% of farmers in November indicated it is, quote, likely or very likely that the U.S. could face a trade war. During the past few weeks, Trump has repeatedly made it clear he wants to use tariffs to bring other countries to heel. During the weekend, Trump threatened a 100% tariff on Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, known as the BRICS alliance, if those countries move to replace the dollar as their trade currency. Now, Trump has also called on tariffs against Canada and Mexico over border disputes and drug enforcement. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions, talk cattle, as Chad Smith has an update on fall deworming, keeping cattle in top shape going into the winter months.
Cold weather creates ideal conditions for external parasites to ramp up their troublesome activity on dairy operations. To combat discomfort, hair loss, reduced efficiency, and overall herd performance challenges, Dr. Jennifer Roberts, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, shares practical tips for keeping your cows in top shape.
So as we move into the winter season, the key external parasites that dairy producers really need to be on the lookout for are lice and mange mites. Lice that we worry about, there's biting lice and sucking lice. So the biting lice tend to feed on debris, skin, hair, and secretions that are on the skin surface, whereas those sucking lice can attach to the cow and actually feed on blood. The mange mites typically will live around the tail head and the hindquarters. The one that we'll see most often, particularly in dairy cattle, is choreoptic mange. And we also see sarcoptic mange that can be a bit more severe, but it's far less common than choreoptic.
She talks about which external parasites dairy producers should keep in mind this season.
Lice and mange can really impact the bottom line. When we look at cow comfort and how these external parasites can really impact the comfort of that animal because they cause such intense itching, it can directly impact milk production, animal immunity, and overall production within a herd. Because when these cows are so uncomfortable, they're not going to be spending as much time lying down, ruminating, and making milk.
How do producers go about monitoring for external parasites?
Monitoring for external parasites usually includes looking for external signs, but we may not always see those. If there are external clinical signs that are visible, we may see a rough hair coat, we may see reduction in milk yield, and those cows may exhibit some scratching or rubbing on posts or gates or other areas of the environment, and so we may see some patchy hair loss. Waiting for the external parasites to show clinical signs, that is usually too late. Really, what we want to do is try to apply appropriate antiparasitics prior to the onset of clinical signs.
She talks about some of the best practices in creating a parasite control plan.
Some farms will prefer to treat the whole herd once a year, while some will treat animals at certain stages of production, such as dry off or freshening. Since our parasite populations will often peak in January and February, timing the product application in the fall, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is going to be ideal, because then we're applying those antiparasitics prior to the external parasite infestation becoming so severe that we're seeing clinical signs. But really, it's important to consult with the herd veterinarian to determine the best approach for each herd. You know, if we're going to spend money on a Poron dewormer, we really want to get the most out of our money. We want to get that return on investment. And so paying attention to how the product is administered is really going to be key.
She also says to secure the animals in a headlock or chute, use their weight to calculate the proper dosage, and apply the product with an applicator gun along the midline. Again, Dr. Jennifer Roberts is with Boehringer Ingelheim. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.